Sir Reginald Thomas, Reel 4. When you were on the Western Front, did you see any instances of propaganda warfare at all? Of leaflets being dropped?
Well, I could say yes to that. And these were dropped by the Germans. The ones I'm talking about. And I've got fun. Kathleen, where is it?
I'm sure they must be.
Yes, and it gave a picture there of that one of the Indian troops which we had. They were on our on the division I was in. They were on our flank. And I didn't know at that time that my wife had an uncle who was one of the officers of that group, Indian division. And I was out one early morning and visiting our line, and because we were all at war and we just wanted to see what was going on and what happened. It was very early in the morning, and I saw fluttering down, I may have told you this, piece of paper, obviously coming down from big height, because I couldn't see where it was dropped from. It was obviously a plane, and it was soaked with dew. It was a very dewy, lovely morning, and I brought this back, and I've got it here. I expect you've seen them, and there was a picture on one side of our Indian troops having a good feast on, having plenty to eat and looking very comfortable and so on. And the Indian division was on our flank. It was meant to be dropped on the Indian division, but they just dropped a little bit too far towards us. And that was a bit of propaganda, the Indian. And the caption on that was, you see how fat these people are and how well fed, and look at them all. And now this would happen to you if you'd only like to give up these English people you're fighting for. So that was the sort of caption. And
were there any kinds of activities or operations of which at the time you felt critical?
I would say no. I never felt that there was any chance of our being finally defeated. There was no feeling ever in the troops of. It was only just how long is it going to be before we smash these blighters. It was that sort of feeling, I'm sure, pervaded everybody. And there was no incident, in my experience, that made one feel, look, here we, if this is going on, we can't stick this much longer, or anything of that kind. No, I think we were out there for the duration meant until these people had enough.
What did you think of the French forces?
My only impression of the French, I never came intimate contact with them at all, were the superb way the officers were dressed. They were absolutely in their beautiful uniforms, cavalry and that sort of thing. And, but I had a good experience with them at all. I was never in action with them, my complete ignorance of them from personal experience.
What did you think?
Interpreter.
A French interpreter, Jean. Oh my goodness, yes. We had a wonderful interpreter, André Gillon, who belonged to a big firm. I didn't realize how important he was to France, anyhow. And to us, he was an extremely nice man. And he joined us as an NCO, but I couldn't put him in the NCO's mess, and I brought him into the officer's mess. And everybody liked him, and he was made friends with everybody. And then I had a colonel who took over us. And he put the interpreter in his place, as he was an NCO. He relegated him to the NCO's mess. It was a shocking thing to do, I think. I mean, from the friendly relations with the French and so on. But there it was. And I couldn't do anything about it, of course. Except to continue my friendship with him as an NCO. But he couldn't have meals with us or anything of that kind.
How did he get on with the other NCOs in the NCO's mess?
He was a gentleman to his fingertips. I mean, he was head of a big firm, Jean and Frère or Co.
Publishing.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember Monica went out? Publishing firm, yes.
What did you think of the Dominion forces? Did you come into contact with them at all?
I was not in personal contact with them, but our general opinion of them, we were lucky to have them, and we are all part of us. I mean, it's like criticizing your own people. Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the German forces?
Well, now, I was not at all in a good position to judge that, because my only experience of the Germans face-to-face was a sort of fraternization on Christmas Day in the First World War, during the first Christmas Day. And, I would say, as this young officer coming back from it, when I was going to try and meet some of them, was saying, I wish to God those people were on our side. Do you know?
How did the Christmas truce in your sector come about?
It came about by a young veterinary officer. I don't know, there was a feeling in the air, we can't go on killing each other today. Do you know what I mean? Firing someone. And it was mutual feeling on both sides. But, I mean, we had no bitter feeling against the Germans. I never had that. And I never met anybody. It was a thing that the headquarters frowned on. Very much, because, and mind you, I think it was because when we went out there, it was a lovely autumn, trenches dry as bone, everybody happy, and you know, and no sickness worth talking about, and within a week, few days, down came the rain. And I don't say filled the trenches, but the men were right up to their waists in water. literally. And because then there was firing going on, and you couldn't expose yourself down the trenches. And mind you, I was only in the ammunition column. I was very lucky to be there at all. I mean, for my unit, and because I'd been at the Home Office, you see, and I was from pillar to post. Anybody who wanted a knowledgeable officer, do you know what I mean? Somebody who knew the ropes a bit and had been in the Boer War, but anyhow, it was I was in that sort of position, and I don't know, what should I say?
Was it your farrier, sergeant, who got up out of the trench first?
No, he would never be in the trench. He'd be in the with the horse lines or rollers behind somewhere. Do you know? I mean, they'd never be brought unless near the. Yes. If you wanted to use them, it would be done at night. You'd bring the horses up during the night, and so we had some night marches, changing our position and so on. And but it was all done wonderfully well. I mean, I don't say it because I had anything to do with it, but and we didn't have a single casualty among the horses. We never had one even of. Call a veteran, a surgeon for it. They had all they wanted to eat, all the oats and hay and stuff they wanted, and they were very well looked after, their first war. Of course, horses were finished very soon after that, you know, everything was mechanized. And I was very sorry when that happened. Do you know, the only casualties I had among my horses were two of the finest horses I had, lovely pair of horses. Because, you see, in recruiting, I mean, in getting together our units, we had the best. And we had magnificent horses to pull our heavy guns and so on. And they'd break their hearts before they gave up. And literally, they'd go up a hill, and you felt sorry. And look, I can't let them pull anymore. And they'd say, "Well, if you feel, let us alone. We'll get it all right. We'll get the guns up." And they were really magnificent. And then, of course, we were all mechanized later on.
But, did they tend to be more draft horses?
Yes, yes, the draft horses. And the awfully good little bus horses. They were wonderful, the bus horses. They were so they were sturdy, all sturdy and well-doing, you know. They'd always, you know, a horse, he doesn't do well, he doesn't, he's off his feet again and all that sort of thing. But, I was in the field until we just started, and then couldn't afford going on for it, and I had to. I was one of the last officers who sold out, and the government allowed that in that time. Yes. And I've forgotten what I got, but you can't remember.
I think you said just now about 400.
Yes,
about
400.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you? How did the Germans compare with the Boers? In any way.
Yes. Well, I was fortunate in finding the best side of both of them, both in the Boer War and. I think the Boers were, generally speaking, a very fine lot. I'd love to show you. I've just got it there.
What was the food like? on the Western Front?
Oh, my recollection of it was excellent. It was very good. I think we're talking about the First World War now.
Yes.
I'm sure there's never a case where we had to tighten our belts or anything of that kind. My recollection, I think the commissariat was excellent.
How often did you have rest or leave periods from the Western Front?
Nothing.
I'm afraid I can't remember that at all. But you see, we must remember you were only there a short time because you were called back to the Ordnance Committee.
Yes, that's right.
What year was that you got back? Was it almost 1915, later there? 16?
Yes, that's quite true. You see, I'd specialised as I wanted to get married. I married before Cathy and my wife died, my first wife, and long after that I met and we married.
It was this training that you did with all the explosives and...
Mm-hmm.